VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Santa, if you would, to that phone and call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Okay, I put up there 26 items for my, when I had started doing my new thing a month ago, right?
It's okay, babe. I was just making fun
of you. Sold 17 of those items, big boy, without good pictures.
Yeah, okay.
So the rest of them did not sell. So we're going to retake some of those pictures, and we're going to list them again, relist them, because I think some of them will sell that our pictures were just lousy. That's what we're thinking there.
Yeah, I think so too.
So give us a break. And then we just got the new photographic table and put that up last night. So
yeah, you're doing fine. What you need to do is you can
kiss my lens.
Remember my grits? So you can always add more categories. You know about that.
Yes, I understand. But I guess my question is that a good cat? That's probably not a good category to have. Nobody's going to be looking up.
You don't know that.
Giving Works auctions.
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't think it's a bad category.
No.
If you're gonna do Giving Work auctions,
all of mine have 10%.
Well, if all of them have it, then yeah, I suppose. Yeah, no, you could still do that. It's one, it's a way of promoting Giving Work. So why not?
Yeah, why not?
Categories only start really becoming crucial when you've got a lot of inventory in your store, and
yeah.
People may want to sort through it.
And like someday I will. You said you had how many? I'm going to beat
nothing.
You. No, no.
Nothing.
Now I have. Now I have a goal. How many do you have in your store? Tell me the truth. Be honest. Honest?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Okay.
Jeez, babe.
You look it up.
I only have 153.
Okay, I'm going to do 154 listings.
Well, I'll just do 155. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who can play
you do
this game?
That. You do that.
It's welcome to eBay One Up Radio.
Madeline in Nashville, Tennessee, known on eBay as Choices 1113. Madeline, how are you? So nice to have you on the show. What's your question or comment?
I want to make sure I'm understanding something. I got excited because they have list free, auction style, and fixed price. And it said, no tricks, just treats. Find out how to sell last year's Halloween costumes and fund a treat for yourself. So when you go into it, the category that you would put Halloween costumes in is excluded.
What?
Hello?
That's what I said.
What? That is this? Did you get this in an email?
Yes. I got it in an email, and then it's also... I'm in my eBay right now, and I clicked on where it says you can do 10,000 free listings. Some exclusions apply, so I hit learn more, and that's what popped up. It's list free. It's a picture of Halloween costume. Some exclusions apply, and then when you read down in the small print, the exclusions that apply are the very category that
they have a picture of.
Excuse me. I'm going off the air. I'm quitting eBay. Bye.
Goodbye, Griff.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to go back to my old show, which was called Your Friendly Next Door Neighbor.
Wait.
You may call up with any personal problem you have.
So I'm not in my eBay. I'm not getting. Let me look up the summary page. I don't think I'm seeing this promo, but I definitely want to see it because if this is true, and I don't say
it
isn't.
The third time it's happened. Actually, the last three free listings that we've gotten, they exclude like everything people sell in, or I sell in, like collectibles and clothes and glassware and dinnerware and everything I sell in. But this, because it had a picture of a Halloween costume, I thought surely clothes will be included, but they're not.
So
you can go into my store and look at it.
Yeah. Well, no, I can't. I can't go into your store. So I won't see I won't see the thing that you're seeing. So can you take a screenshot of it or send me forward the email to me as well at griffineBay.com? What I'm suspecting, so I don't mean to make fun of my colleagues, but what I suspect this is that it's a free listing for auctions, correct? Or is it fixed price?
Well, It says auctions and, let me go back into it, it says auctions at, it's pay no insertion fees, list free, up to 10,000 auction style or fixed price listings, some categories excluded. And then there's a learn more, and when you click on the learn more, up pops up the Halloween costume.
Oh, I see.
It says list free.
But, yeah, so send that to me. I'll find out what's going on.
Okay.
It's just it's really embarrassing. List your Halloween costume. No.
Yeah, but, you know, list them, but don't put them in clothes, I guess.
Well, it just that
put
doesn't
put them in
mean.
Electronics.
I have to see this. I believe it. I have to see it in order to be able to ask what's
okay,
going
so
on.
Okay, so send it to Griff at
eBay.com.
Okay.
And if
also,
you have a...
I just wanted,
if you can get a, if it's something, if the Halloween costume is showing up on your My eBay, if you could take a screenshot of what you're seeing and send it to me, that'd be great.
I will do that. And also, I wanted to tell you that I was in Nashville a couple of weeks ago.
Oh!
And I was the woman that was talking to you about the fake Monster High dolls.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I did not, or her user ID to you, because apparently somebody else had already done that, and she's been removed from selling those. She's had 156 negatives in the last 30 days.
Oh,
yikes.
What was she doing?
So that's why I didn't forward that.
What was she
to
doing?
You, but I also wanted to say, I just looked up at your store. That store is awesome. Had I known you had that store with those pictures, I would have taped you down to that table until you could have told me how to take those pictures. It was wonderful. It's a wonderful store.
Well, tell her about your...
It'd be very difficult for me to do so taped to the store, to the table, but I'd try. yeah.
Can I butt in for a minute?
Well, could we stop
yes.
you?
Since you're both acting as if you don't hear me.
Well, we don't hear you.
I'm so sorry I didn't hear you.
That's okay, Madeline. That's all right. I'm on your listings. Your listings,
okay.
So you're listing this Monster High doll, Dead Tired, Rebecca Steam. Okay, so what did this other seller do wrong?
What?
The seller that you're talking about?
No, she reported a seller selling.
No.
Yeah, she reported a seller.
I ordered a Monster High from China, and it ended up being fake. She was calling it Monster High, but when I got it, it was an Ardana doll. And when I called her and said, this is a fake, I want a refund, she wouldn't give me a refund.
Oh.
And so finally, after three emails back and forth, she did say, well, it is a copy. And I'm like, I realized that. It says Ardana doll. It doesn't say Monster High. So I ended up calling PayPal and reporting it, and they refunded me the money. She refused to, but they refunded it.
Yeah.
So
And she's off the site. She's been suspended.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah, so off.
So let me ask you a question. You're selling,
yes, ma'am,
Christmas snowman, dinnerware, stoneware, coffee, hot chocolate mugs, a set of four. How do you pack a set of four mugs?
I learned it from Queen of Auctions. She has a video about everything, and I've bought almost all the videos. And basically, she puts peanuts on the bottom, then you wrap them in bubble wrap, and then you surround the bubble wrap with paper so that there's the cup, bubble wrap, then paper, then the box, and then you put peanuts on top of it. I've never had anything broken.
And she has a video of it?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
We
oh
haven't
gosh.
Had
she
her.
Video that's, on everything.
That's Lynn Drawley you're talking about. We mm-hmm. haven't had her
yes.
on for a while. It's time to have Lynn back.
Hey, your pictures aren't
she
bad.
She has a video on everything. I mean, it's awesome. It's on how to do a listing. It's on how to do packing, and that was on the packing and shipping one because I did a lot of dinnerware at the time. It's wonderful. Get it.
Because I'm seeing sets all over the place that I could buy four at a time, and I was thinking of selling them one at a time, but it makes sense
yeah.
for
she's
these Christmas ones to do four at a time so people can, you know, serve their guests in the same
yeah.
kind of mug, so that's kind of cool.
So, Madeline, I'm looking at your photos. They're not bad.
Oh, they're awful, Griff. They're awful. I fight with the camera. It wins all the time. It has shadows, and when I try to do a black, like a black background,
yeah.
I can hold the camera up to it and watch the camera go from black to gray, and I'm not touching anything.
Yeah, there's,
so how do you get that black?
Just
say black.
So the black is a black flocked material that doesn't reflect any light. You may have to learn a few things about your camera settings. And okay. And what kind of lighting are you using?
I bought a set that off of eBay. It's a those that have those two really big, huge 6 feet lights that have the umbrellas behind them.
And so, are you pointing? Are you pointing? Which way is the umbrella facing when you're towards the item? Or I mean, is the light
umbrella is? Let's see. The umbrella is behind the light, and it's so the circular part like zooms in toward it.
Is yeah, that's what you, that's what you're doing. You're doing that wrong.
Awesome. What do I need to do?
You need to reverse that so that the light is that you're using is coming through the umbrella.
Oh.
Yeah. There, well, I should ask you first: are the umbrellas translucent or are they solid and have a reflecting material inside of them? Are they translucent white?
Yes.
Then you should be turning them around and doing it the other way.
So the light goes through the umbrella.
Right. That's what that's there for. It's to diffuse the light so that you get a wash of diffused light, less shadows, and no hot spots.
I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, I got a lot of shadows and a lot of hot spots. Thank you so much.
And another thing, wouldn't you like to have all of your listings be square?
Well.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do that.
Some of them, sometimes it's not possible to make them all square.
If they're too tall.
Yeah. I mean, this is just par for the course. Yeah.
You're doing good, Madeline. Stay with us.
Stay for a moment. I got something to tell you. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Our lines are open. Call us like Madeline did. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll take your call right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 287.
Great customer service is very important to your eBay business. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He says if a customer complains, do something about it, and then
follow up. Let's say you tell the people, we're going to send you another one, no problem, we got it. Then when you send it to them, hey, follow up and say, did you get your package? Just check it in, you know, because that adds really, really killer goodwill. Because now you've had an issue, you took care of the issue, and then you follow up, man, they're going to love you forever and come back to your store every time they need a product.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Be the 350th caller. Well, that's not possible. At 888-RADIO, is it? I don't know. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Madeline's on the phone with us. Your photos are nice. But, you know, we can all improve. I'm always looking for ways to improve. But what I wanted to tell you is two things. One, you should go check out our eBay video series that is now, I believe, all eight should be up now. For how to take better digital. I don't know if you can get to it through Seller Central necessarily. If you go on YouTube and search for eBay's channel, if you put in the words quick tips for eBay sellers, a bunch of videos show up and a group of them are the ones that we shot for digital photography.
And they'll have Griff's picture.
Well, they have me. Not all of them. Some of them don't have my picture on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they take a screenshot from the video itself. Sometimes it's not me.
But they're done by Griffala.
Well, they're not done by me. I'm in them.
Are you going to say something about everything I say today?
Yeah. Did you figure that
everything
out?
Everything I say today.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Griff, you're so handsome.
No.
See,
I'm not.
All of a sudden. Oh, there he goes. I knew it.
No, I'm consistent.
Madeline, I think you're doing a great job.
I do too. Yeah, I think you're doing fine.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and the other thing I was going to tell you, I was going to tell you something else, though. Email me with your camera, and I'll tell you how to adjust some of the settings in your camera.
Oh, I'll do that. Y'all are wonderful. Thank you so much.
I don't want you to hang up. No, not yet, because Betsy's on the line with us, and she has something to say about something you said. Hey, Betsy. What's up?
A kind soul, ABC Vintage, has posted the promo exclusions on the chat board, and I read the fine print, and you can list auction style in the clothing categories, but just not fixed price.
Okay, that's the exclusion. That makes sense.
Okay. I was going to try to list them in fixed price. But I can, dress. Okay, well, I wanted to try to do them in fixed price, but I guess I'll do them in auction.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That works. Hey, free's free.
Free's
Thank
free.
You very much, whoever that was that just called
that
in.
Was
I really, really appreciate it.
E. Betsy, the heart and soul of the eBay community.
Oh, E. Betsy. I didn't hear that part. Okay, yes.
You know E. Betsy.
Hardly the heart and soul. There's a whole lot of us that make up the eBay community.
Oh, you're so modest.
You're so modest. Madeline, we loved having you on. Please call back again.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, Betsy, how's your remodel coming?
It's coming along. We don't have a giant skylight anymore. We have a roof now.
Oh, that's good.
Which is very nice.
Yes, that's good.
They're putting shingles on today, and they're doing the ceiling from the inside as well. So far there have been no unpleasant surprises, so I'm braced for some the next time we open up a wall.
Betsy has gotten all her work done on time during her remodel.
Really?
Yay!
Oh, that's good to hear.
Betsy, that's good to know.
And we're under budget.
Oh, that's even better.
That's a miracle. Yes.
Okay, darling. Well, thank you for calling in.
And patio furniture.
Thank you for calling in and clearing that up for us. We appreciate
You're welcome.
It, Betsy. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
It is?
888-723-4630. So what was that? I don't know. I have a police eBay radio police blotter report. Okay?
Yes.
Gloria, age 53, Island Park, New York, was charged with grand larceny after Nassau County police said she stole about 800 Lego toy sets valued at $59,000 from a local storage facility.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Police say she moved the merchandise to another building in Rockville Center, then tried to sell the Lego sets on eBay, and they caught her.
Of course they're going to catch you. Are you?
First of all, remember one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, right?
Well, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then the 11th would be, and if you do steal, thou shalt not sell stolen stuff on eBay.
On eBay.
You idiot.
Exactly. Then, further on in our eBay Radio Police Blotter Report, the former manager of a UK plumbing supplier stole thousands of pounds worth of plumbing supplies. His wife then sold them on eBay, all to help fund a potential custody battle over their children. Now, think about this. He stole the stuff. She listed them
to help
fund a potential custody battle over their children. 27-year-old Stephen, I'm not giving last names, who subsequently lost his job, began stealing items and bringing them home from August 2013 until he was caught by a routine audit in February 2014. Then his wife would sell them using her eBay account. The couple was reportedly desperate financially with regards to the children. Oh, I get it. They teamed up together because the grandmother applied for custody.
Oh, there's always a grandmother.
I get it. The stolen goods cost the company over £15,000. That's about $24,000. While the couple's profits amounted to £8,200 and some pounds. That's about $13,000. Stephen received a 12-month prison sentence, suspended for 2 years, plus 200 hours of community service. His wife received a 12-month community order, plus 140 hours of community service. No word yet on who's got the kids.
Well, I'm not going to comment except to say, thinking error.
Don't sell stolen goods on eBay.
Well, don't steal them.
I know. I said that first. I did that first. But we should not sell stolen things on eBay. And, you know, if no good comes to that. It does not bode well.
Does not. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com. Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Huh. Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.